Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
You know, we have been waiting for it and waiting for it and waiting for it, and now it's all over with.
It is. We're talking about our annual dinner a couple of weeks ago now. Just a ton of people to thank. Not only MJ is our master or mistress of ceremonies. I don't know which is proper, but did a good job, whatever. And we appreciate that. But we had a lot of volunteers that helped us round up auction items, some of the chirp ladies from St. Maria Goretti Parish.
They do such a great job. And, they really do.
Get everything looking well there. And with my wife, Sharon, and all the folks here at the office. And we've got so many, many different people. Diane Huey, one of our board members, always comes and adds a little touch.
I just have to thank. It's very humbling when everybody comes together. It's like a huge, big family. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the incredible response. And I do think it was the best ever.
And thanks, everybody, over at the KFC Hall at 71st and Keystone there, too, for getting it all together, making it all run smoothly. Thank you very, very much. And to all of our board members who showed up and everybody. It was just a fun evening. We're going to do it again next year.
You know, I also want to put a little toss out there, suggestion, if you have been, or your parents or cousins, brothers, sisters, have ever been to Fatima, and you have a story about it, either a story about a way that maybe a miracle that you witnessed either physically or spiritually, and you'd like to share it with our listeners or share it with us here at Catholic Radio, give us a call or email me, mj@catholicradio.org. CatholicRadioIndy.org. All the month of October, we're going to be airing those stories during Faith in Action as the kind of the culmination of our year, special year that the Holy Father has designated, the anniversary year, Our Lady of Fatima, and this was a spectacular year. So it's kind of a gift we're giving the Blessed Mother. So again, if you've ever made a trip to Fatima, let's just jump right in. We have so much to talk about today on Faith
Absolutely.
In Action. So today, it's kind of like all about St. Francis and Claire.
Rah-rah.
I know, right? But what we're going to find out where it is, kind of how long it's been around. And I want to welcome our three guests. We have Jack Payne, and he is the chair, the festival chair. He'd say co-chair, but he's been the chair for ages and ages and ages of the festival. We also have with him Roger Langwell, and he is the co-chair because he's going to be in the hot seat and probably be taking it over. Welcome.
Yes.
And then we have Harold Ducote. God bless you. And Harold, I've got a list. Gosh, I've got about six names for you. I've got not only are you a math teacher, Grand Knight KFC, you're in the usher ministry, and Christ renews his parish.
That's right.
You wear a lot of different hats.
I do.
Well, God bless you. Well, thank you all for being here today, and we're going to find out all about St. Francis and Claire. I know you have a huge festival coming up at the end of this week, as a matter of fact. But first, let's find out a little bit about you guys. So tell us a little bit about your families, what you do between 9 and 5, and let's start with you, Harold.
Okay. I'm married. My wife, Kathy, works at St. Francis and Claire, too. She teaches third grade. I have a six-year-old son who's in first grade there, so I get to see them both every day, which is really nice.
Well, that's kind of cool.
It really is. It's a great, great opportunity to see them every day. We travel to work together either separately, sometimes separately, because I stay late for a lot of meetings, but we sometimes travel together to work, which is nice. And let's see, I got married in 2009.
Oh, so you're just a newlywed.
I still am.
Newlywed. Okay.
August 1st, 2009.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
The day my life changed for the better.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, good answer. I want to come back to you because I know you have a story about working at someplace else other than St. Francis and Claire. But, okay, what about Roger?
I am happily married 37 years.
Oh, God bless
have
you.
One daughter, one grandson. Very nice family. Fantastic son-in-law. Very, very, Very good. Very good family to have.
Ringing endorsements. I like that. Yes. Fantastic son-in-law. I just acquired one of those myself. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay.
They are.
Jack?
I am married forever, it seems like. I have 5 kids. The youngest is now going to college.
Oh, so dear.
And currently this year, I've got 3 in college, so this is a stressful year for me. Just until they leave. I used to sell dry ice and CO2. I sold that business.
Oh, my goodness.
And now I work directly with Jesus all over the place.
Still operate in the selling business, kind of.
Well, I like to work with the kids mostly, and and predominantly middle schools, high school. I do work the FCA program at the Center Grove Middle School North down there, or Middle School Central, excuse me. And I also work in their RE at our church have been for like 15 years or something.
Religious
like
Ed,
that.
Really?
Religious Ed.
Do you know who you could be a cousin to, or a brother?
Who's that?
Father Rothrock. Father Ted Rothrock. Have you been told that before?
No, I have not.
You couldn't be further apart geographically. He's on the way. Would you call that Carmel?
Carmel
at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. But oh my goodness, we're talking doppelganger here.
Really?
Oh my goodness.
Well, if we can get a few of these kids to still believe and stay with Jesus.
Amen.
I'm all for that, tell you the truth. And you know, there's so much, so many shiny objects in the world, so the kids are distracted so easily. It's nice that I can share what I believe with them, and hopefully I do it with such joy that it becomes, you know, infectious to them and they will seek him himself.
Well, let me ask you a question, Jack, because you said religious ed, and usually the first thing that comes to mind with religious ed is you think the mommies, as they're getting the kids ready for kindergarten, and then they start teaching religious ed all the way through. You don't see a lot of daddies in there. So what got you involved with religious ed?
Well,
refreshing. It's refreshing.
I'll tell you, it was the mommy thing that got me involved, because my wife was volunteering years and years ago to help with the small kids, the little bitty ones, and I felt sorry for her, so I thought I'd help her out. And so I went in there and helped her out. Next thing you know, I'm doing third grade and then fourth grade, and I did those for a few years, and then I moved up into the sixth grade level and went middle school, predominantly because bullying is where middle school is all that is, and seventh grade is a key grade for all these kids to be in. So, you know, to me, that was important, and if I could show, you know, how great it is to live a life walking with Jesus every day, and how blessed you really, truly are.
Yeah.
Man, these kids would just have, because I didn't, I missed it. I missed it. I didn't come aboard till maybe 20 years ago that I finally really got the light turned on and all that. But, you know, and people concentrate too much on the sorrow side of everything, you know. Yeah, it was a sorrowful deal. Yeah, we shouldn't be sinning. Yes. But the joy of what he did, and the joy of what the opportunities we have right here to work with him, the Holy Spirit, and there, make things happen. Oh.
Amen.
I mean, it just lights me up.
Amen. I'm telling you, this is, you can, I tell you, a different vocation you could have been. Okay, so let's hear about St. Francis Sinclair, because I think some of our listeners, they've heard of the parish, but as Jim kind of opened with, where is St. Francis Sinclair? And tell us a little bit about the parish, how long it's been there, school, a little bit about that. Roger, Jack?
Yeah.
I mean,
I've been involved with it approximately 9-10 years.
Okay.
It is Southside community, I would say the Center Grove area.
Okay, right.
It's on Olive Branch Road. Nice to have a cornfield across the street, because we use that for parking for our festival. And it has grown immensely in the past 10 years and such that I've seen it. It is really a fantastic parish and a group of people. The people really are fantastic.
Now, isn't St. Francis and Clare where Father Vince Lampert was forever and ever and ever? And And listeners, you will remember that he actually was the speaker for the Catholic Radio Dinner a couple years ago, probably our biggest dinner ever, except for this last one, of course, right? But he's the exorcist for the diocese.
Right.
So that, I'm sure you heard all kinds of stories. And
he does a presentation all the time. Work with the young kids, particularly the middle school and high school kids, and he was always very open, come out right out there and talk to them, and answer their questions directly, and I go, wow, you know, your skin's crawling, your hair's standing up, because you know it's real. It's all true. So it's great for the kids, their eyes slowly open wider. Bam, you know, they're afraid to move it.
Well, whatever it takes. You know, I want to talk about the festival. We'll probably get to that mostly second half, but Harold, I wondered if you would share with us a little bit. I know you used to work for IPS.
I did.
And now you teach at St. Francis and Clare. What brought that move? Tell us a little bit about that.
I was kind of unfulfilled at IPS. I guess that's a really nice democratic way of saying it. I didn't really care for it anymore. You know, I had been through the CHIR process about 4 or 5 years ago with Jack and some other people, and it lit a fire in me somehow. The Holy Spirit was really working in me, and I kept saying to God, "God, you got to get me out of here. You got to get me out of here." Well, but then I changed my vocabulary. I changed my words, and I said, God, please get me out of here. As soon as I started saying, please, God, get me out of here, and praying about it like that,
right.
God made it happen. I got a call one day from my boss, Mrs. Baby Pop, and she said, I need your resume. Can you send me your resume? I said, sure. So I sent her my resume, and she called me and said, can you come in for an interview the next day? And the next day after that, I was hired.
Wow.
Oh, my
goodness.
Like
it was a miracle. And at that time, I was getting some mixed signals from IPS about what direction they were going to go. And so I felt like I needed to get out anyway. And I was already looking for a job. I was already, before this even happened, I had so much faith that I was going to leave. I was already emptying my classroom before I even got a recall about the resume. So I was moving out of my classroom anyway. So I felt like I needed to leave. I knew that God was going to deliver me, and he did.
Talk about an answer to prayer and affirmation.
Exactly.
We need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
I can't tell you, it's overwhelming how good I feel listening to it.
It is so good. You guys are such a blessing.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Jack Payne, and he is actually the chair, festival chair for St. Francis and Clare. He's got a helper this year, co-chair, because I think that means Roger Langwell is going to be taking it over. I'm sure that Jack's going to be involved for many years to come. But Roger, you're in the hot seat because you're I know you're going to be working big shoes to fill. And then of course we have Harold Ducote, and he is from the Knights of Columbus. He's a teacher at the school. He's the Grand Knight. He's in the Usher Ministry. And, of course, Christ Renews His Parish, which, you know, I heard listeners recently, I can't tell you when, maybe in the last year or so, that Matthew Kelly, Dynamic Catholic, took over Christ Renews His Parish and is kind of changing it a little bit. I sure hope that it kind of breathes new life into that, because it's a wonderful basic program, but I did hear that, so... What have you heard about that?
Well, I need to change things as we move through time. You know,
sure.
Things, a little adjustment. Matthew Kelly's great. He's an out-of-the-box type of guy. Yep. He's he looks at it and brings it right into today's world. And it's just perfect. That. And so for him to have an impact on whether it's CHIRP, and we love CHIRP. I mean, that was a great experience we went to. And then we took some groups through ourselves after that time. But what a blessing to have someone like Matthew Kelly write a book and help us.
Oh yeah,
you know,
sure.
Modify it as for. I mean, we're not changing the message; still the same.
God loves
everybody,
right.
And Jesus did a lot for us. Did we forget? You know,
right. But it was time, because I mean, from the '70s to
right.
now. So now let's talk about the festival, because I have heard. I know you guys might agree with this, might not. Might agree with this, but I've heard that St. Francis and Clare is like the best, biggest festival in town. That's what I've heard.
Well, so far, what is it? The best east of the Mississippi, best church, best place, and we're going for national rankings this year. So yeah. If you miss the state fair, if you miss all these other things, you want to come to this one.
Well, I love the timing of it too. I thought actually that St. Joan of Arc with the French Market was the last one because that's like mid-September, September 12th, 8th, 9th, something like that. But this is actually later, so I'm impressed because usually you won't have beastly heat. You'll have wonderful weather. What kind of things do you have at the festival?
Well, the Lord's been good with the weather, and that's his job. He's on a committee also because we all work together. We don't really work for him. We're all working together,
I remember.
The festival is the 22nd and 23rd of September this month, and we always look at the end of September because, like you said, there's a lot of festivals that are going on, and we wanted ours to kind of stand out and have something for the people to look for, not just in our church but in the community because that's really what it's all about. We're trying to bring our church and all our parishioners just a little closer together, and everybody's on their own faith journey, so you know, you're not going to do anything but bring the Spirit alive.
Amen.
And when you see it working for 400 or 500 people, which is what we need to have in volunteer-wise.
It takes that many volunteers to put on the festival?
We're only open Friday and Saturday. It's a quick 2 days in and out.
Oh, my goodness.
The good Lord blesses us with all kinds of great weather, but the people, and of course, in the end, the contributions and donations that come in that help us reach out into the community. You know, we have over 60 ministries that operate out of St. Francis and Clare right now, and you look at each one of those, and they're all very detailed, but in very different parts,
whether it's
children, old people, poverty, it doesn't matter what it is, there is an avenue for it, and that's because we care.
Sure.
We truly care.
And it truly is a big festival. I mean, even the physical layout of it is big. You couldn't begin to put it on a city block, I don't believe. If you had the whole city block, wall to wall.
Really?
It's big. St. Francis and Clare is blessed with
it. We're out in the middle of nowhere. One of my biggest problems was always parking.
Right.
And we have big grass area in the front, but then the field across the street came available, and you wouldn't think that anybody else even worries about parking.
Right.
But here, that was one of our main things, and we've got some great people that work that, but you can't believe the number of cars here that are now packed to place gifts. It's great. But we have rides. We have, you know, a kid zone with great kid games and a little kid zone area where you got a petting zoo and you can paint a pumpkin or you can spin the wheel and win a cake. You know, the kids love it. We have a little outdoor area, picnic area with tables and an outdoor stage where we have live performers. Friday, we have the guy by the name of Sax Guy. He does a great job. Saturday, we're excited. The Greenwood Band comes over. Orchestra comes over. They play
us.
First part of the day.
Oh, my goodness.
Second part of the day, we have a new band called the St. Jan Band, which is a combination of parishioners from the South Side, mostly.
Our Lady
of Greenwood, St. Francis and Clare, and a few other people. So we're kind of excited about them. It's a 9-piece band. They'll be playing in the afternoon sun, enjoying
all the people. Now, let me ask you this. Some churches have, like, a spaghetti dinner, a fried chicken dinner. Some have, like, all different kind of festival fair food. So what do? Do you do the dinner, or do you have all different kinds
all.
Of food?
We have a hot food do it all. Tent, which Harold is actually our grill master for the hot food tent.
Oh,
and we have everything from brats to burgers to tenderloins to
everything
to elephant ears to fries, corn on the cob,
fish, we have fried fish. We have fish dinner in the cafeteria also.
We have two dinners. We do a dinner Friday night, which would be our fish dinner, our Lenten fish, and we have some of the best fish.
Really? I tell you, because I was at St. Anthony's last year during, I was pretty good.
A guy by the name of Dale Gick does it and has been doing it for years for us for our Lenten fish fry, and he comes aboard and brings his crew with him, and I'm telling you,
pretty good.
Finger tasting good doesn't even begin to describe how great it is. And I put his fish up against anything.
Okay,
and that's Friday night, and then Saturday night we started. We have a Mexican dinner. And
a big old taco
bar, and you come in, and the kids love that because you got chips and cheese, and you can make whatever, whether you want chicken or beef nachos or whatever. You know, it's kind of an open thing. We decorate it all up. But if you're not in for the dinners, that's okay because we've got grill out at the hot food tent, and guys like Harold out there putting up some fine food that'll tickle everybody's appetite.
And you also have, at least in the years I've attended, you have like a little mini art fair outside.
Yes, We kind of expanded that a little bit. We not only have the art in the park, but we kind of moved it into the gym.
What
we've done is we have a great big silent auction. A lady by the name of Mary McCarthy runs ours.
During your festival.
Basket,
yes.
And we have a gigantic silent auction, and that's in the center of the gym. And then on the outer sides of the gym, we have all these artists craft people or whomever, mm-hmm. and they line. And then on the other one end, we have a nice little wine and dessert bar.
Oh my goodness!
Which is very nice to help come in, wander through the auction items.
During that time, we have Stacy on the piano too.
Yeah, another lady comes in on Friday night. She plays on the piano. Saturday evening, we'll have the sax guy in there playing some soft, good music.
And it sounds like you've got something for everybody.
Well, we try.
try. I mean, because I was at a festival that will remain nameless right now, but it was a giant festival on the north side of town, and it really catered mostly to the sub 30 group. I mean, lots of little kids, not my grandkids, but that was great, wonderful, but not a lot for the more mature over 40 crowd, if you will. But I love this wine and dessert bar. That sounds
through the silent auction,
and this other place didn't even have. This is terrible to say, but they had no wine or beer. And I thought everybody has a beer tent anymore, but they did not serve alcohol at all. And listeners, if you're just now tuning in and wondering, what are they talking about? Who are they talking to? We're talking about St. Francis and Clare Big Festival coming up. We have Roger Langwell, the co-chair for the festival this year. We have Jack Payne, who is the chief cook and bottle washer and has been for a time, but he's going to share the reins. Then we have Harold Ducote, and he is Knights of Columbus. He's a teacher at St. Francis and Clare, Grand Knight, actually, the Knights of Columbus, in the Usher Ministry and Christ Renews His Parish. He also did Christ Renews His Parish with Jack. Is that how you guys first met, maybe?
We kind of knew each other from church, but that's how we became brothers.
Okay. Really that's a bonding
same
experience.
Roger, the same way. He was in one of the church things. We all bonded. That church is great stuff. I know a lot of people kind of shy away, but it's...
They are shy, a little bit timid about it.
I think a lot of people ought to get into it, and I think that Matthew Kelly's influence on how that operates will help that calling of the people, because everybody puts up walls right away.
Well, you know, if nothing else, and you might agree with this, Harold, it makes when you walk into a church that is very large, like St. Francis and Clare, you have a handful of familiar faces that you can look at and smile and say, yeah, that's my friend. Yeah. That's my friend. I know them. Sister in Christ, a brother in Christ. And isn't that what it's all about, is making...
Well, that's true. But then the festival comes along and brings them all. So then it's not just a handful. You literally look through the pews and there's thousands. I joined the parish back in 2000. It started in 97, and we had about 250 parishioners, I think, at that time. We're way up around the 1500, 1600 level. So it has grown tremendously. And I think it's because of the feeling at the church myself and the people. It takes the people, because we are Christ for all practical purposes on this earth. And I think that outreach program that we talk about, we try to share with the community everything. Everything. It's not just here, build a wall, we're going to praise God the way we do. We want everybody to come in. We want to see that, the Catholic way of life is really a cool way to live. And it's a lot of fun. How can you miss out on all this? And honestly, I think that helps a lot. We are family orientated, and we try to accommodate all the ages, all the different ranges. This year, for instance, at the festival, we're doing a retro night. Saturday nights, we have a retro band, 45 RPMs coming in.
Oh,
we've got a hula hoop contest going on. We've got tie-dyed stuff. I mean, so, and the people kind of get excited about that. So then when you go out to communion and you're inviting them in, you're trying to say, hey, look, not look at me, but look at what it is to be and love Christ. Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a parish festival, it's a community festival.
Right. That's how it is.
I love that. I love when everybody comes together. And actually, we only have a couple minutes left. Give us a little bit more about the dates and kind of wrap this up for us. So the dates, the times, and what to expect.
September 22nd and 23rd.
That's a Friday.
Friday, we start at 5 p.m.
5 o'clock.
Go till 11. And then Saturday, the 23rd, we go 11 a.m.
Noon
to 11 p.m. Right.
Okay.
And so it's a great time.
Either. Oh, we have a drawing. Wait, is it like a 50-50 or what do you have?
No, we have 50-50 going all day, but we have a large drawing too.
Top prize $10,000.
What?
$10,000. And then we have one prize $2,000 and three $1,000. So we have five prizes.
And these are going all day. So if you come on Friday,
this is a raffle that we sell, and then we pull the ticket on Saturday night. You don't have to be present to win.
Exactly.
And you can really win. And I probably tell everybody, man, how can you beat this? This is better. The odds of this, like the lottery or anything else that you're gambling on, this is it.
So it's not too late to get a ticket. You can buy that Friday or Saturday.
All the way up to the festival. Yes. All right. So come on out, enjoy it. meet some good people, share some smiles, feel the spirit.
All right. We've been chatting today with Jack Payne, who is the, and I tell you, if you were just tuning in and you wondered who is the high energy guy here, before you came in, someone said, he's real high energy. He just kind of lights the place on fire. And you're absolutely right. Jack Payne, you fit perfectly in the festival chair seat.
Now, I'm not sure how it is this year. In the past, I had the great intention of going down for a Saturday evening mass and then going to the festival. You make a little change in the mass schedule on this festival.
Yeah, because we invite everybody in. We have two masses prior to the on start Saturday? Of the festival. Saturday, we have a 4 visuals, o'clock mass, and then we have another one at 5:30. To help everybody out. And, of course, it helps. We have the dinners are kicking out around 5. They start up. So it's nice that, you know, we Father Steve is one of the best priests we've had. You know, he's not a Father Vince, but he's a Father Steve, and we love him. And he works his tail off to make all this happen and bring our spirits together. So God bless him for doing both those masses. And they're well attended. So that's great. That is great. Then he lets them loose on the festival, which, you know.
That'd be a great family outing. You know, take the family to church Saturday afternoon for mass, get dinner and rides and the whole nine yards, and be home and have them in bed by 10.
And something for everybody both days. And I like both the fact that it's a little bit different each day, right?
Same old. This is the festival, best one east of the Mississippi, St. Francis and Clare, and we are going for the national ranking.
And give us the location just one more time.
It's 5901 Olive Branch Road, Greenwood, Indiana.
If you go down Highway 37 South, they actually have a sign. Sign on the right-hand side of the road says St. Francis and Clare, and points you right toward Olive Branch Road.
On the way to Bloomington, we pass, I think it's off 30s. Every time we go to Bloomington to pick up my daughter, I see that little sign right there. Yeah. So God bless you all for being our guests today. Jack Payne, Roger Langwell, and Harold Ducote. God bless you all. Huge success.
Tremendous success. Thank you very much for having us.
Yes.
God bless all the people. Come on down, laugh until your jaws hurt. Giggle till your tummy can't giggle anymore.
Amen.
That is what we're after. That's how fun God's love is.
Amen.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.